Many undocumented people in Wisconsin may be wondering what steps to take now that President Obama has changed some rules on immigration. The executive order he issued last week lifts the threat of deportation for millions of immigrants. They include adults who have been here illegally, but whose children are lawful residents, as well as more young immigrants brought to the U.S. by their parents. Barbara Graham works with undocumented people as an attorney with Catholic Charities. She advises immigrants to be thoughtful and do research before moving forward. Graham told WUWM's Aaron Toner that there was confusion and panic in 2012 when President Obama initially deferred deportation for young immigrants.
People had this sense of you had to apply now. I mean, I had families who sold their vehicles. They hired completely unscrupulous people to get things as fast as they could. The rumor mill had more credibility than the reality mill. People were applying for things that didn't exist. They were using forms that didn't exist. It was terrible. What everybody needs to do right now is just calm down. They're not taking any applications on anything until February. So you have time to sit, catch your breath, and go lawyer shopping. Talk to people. See what pricing is going to be like, see what who will take good care of you, but you don't have to approach this in any kind of panic mode.
You mentioned that people should go lawyer shopping. Is it going to be that complicated where people actually need to hire an attorney to go through this process?
It depends on what your background is. This is going to be available to people who have been in removal proceedings. It's going to be available to people with criminal backgrounds. A lot of people have been arrested, have no idea what that really means in the United States. You can get an arrest expunged for the state of Wisconsin, but it's not expunged for immigration purposes. So if you've had any kind of problem at the border, if they've had any kind of trouble with immigration in the past or any kind of criminal contact, they really do want someone to do it for them.
Graham says her organization charges for working on immigration cases, but does not turn people away if they can't pay. She says, unfortunately, there are very few nonprofits in the state that do this kind of work. And undocumented immigrants are generally not eligible for federal assistance for legal services. Graham says people who eventually complete the process and qualify can apply for work permits, social security numbers, and driver's licenses. They'll also start paying taxes. Registration won't start until February, so she suggests people prepare now by rounding up documents to prove how long they've been in the U.S. and finding competent tax help.
There's this misconception that the person who gets you the biggest refund is the best preparer. But I have a client now who owes $19,000 in back taxes because the tax preparer wasn't confident and told her that both she and her husband could be head of household, which is crazy. You can only get one head of household. So you need to find confident tax representation. Two, you need to start looking for proof of your physical presence. And what they prefer is government or business created documents. They don't want your friends and families doing affidavits saying that you've been here for fear that your friends and family might try to help you rather than be completely truthful. So you can look at things like cell phone bills and dental records and medical records, bank accounts, paychecks. You can, if you're working with a Social Security number, a real one, you can go to Social Security and get a printout of your time here. You can look for anything that's a business created document, rent receipts, mortgage receipts, any of those kinds of things.
Graham says many undocumented people here are anxious to start the process, but others are fearful it could put them at greater risk.
No question. People are afraid. Once you send in an application to immigration, they will take a digital scan of your fingerprints. They will take a digital scan of your face. They will measure the distance between your pupils. Once they've got that information, they have that information for all time. And I think people are worried about what will happen once President Obama's term is over. Who is president? Do they end the program? Do they not end the program? Will they still be able to get employment authorization documents, or they simply have outed themselves to the Immigration Service that they're here?
That was Barbara Graham, an attorney with Catholic Charities of Wisconsin. She spoke with WUWM's Aaron Toner.